91X News.
It's 13 degrees and cloudy. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. The Registered Nurses Association of Ontario has released new guidelines aimed at minimizing the use of patient restraints in such settings as psychiatric hospitals and long-term care homes. The nurses' organization was asked to formulate the guidelines as a result of the 2008 inquest into the death of psychiatric patient Jeffrey James. The inquest was told that James was a violent patient with a disorder that led to sexually inappropriate behavior. The 34-year-old man died in 2005 of a blood clot that developed in his leg after he was restrained for 5 days at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health in Toronto. The RNAO guidelines focus on nurses and other care providers seeking alternatives to restraints while still keeping patients and themselves safe from injury. Co-author Laura Wagner says physical and medication-based restraints should be the last resort after exhausting the many alternatives that can be used to help keep patients safe. A landmark tobacco case with up to $27 billion at stake has begun in a Montreal courtroom. A group of Quebec smokers is claiming in a class-action lawsuit that they were duped for years by big tobacco companies as they became addicted to cigarettes and then suffered from serious health problems. Imperial Tobacco lawyer Deborah Glinding says smokers need to take their own responsibility and that she's confident she will successfully defend her client.
Smoking is something that people choose to do for many reasons, and they have to take the responsibility of their decision to smoke. We didn't control their decision. They made their decision based on a lot of publicly available information about the dangers. That's the choices they made, and it's their responsibility.
Internet gambling and a casino for the GTA are in the cards under changes announced today. OLG wants to have private operators run at its facilities and help pay for the expansion. Officials say the changes could bring in an extra $4.6 billion in revenue over 6 years and create 2,300 jobs in the gaming industry. The province also says it will expand the sale of lottery tickets to checkout lines at supermarkets and big box stores. Is it the curveball that's injuring Little League baseball pitchers, or is it something else? Reporter Sherry Preston has more on some studies that could shed light on the issue.
But we're going to see some curves.
Okay, the next one's coming right between your eyes.
Walter Matthau might not have cared about Tatum O'Neill's arm in the Bad News Bears, but a lot of doctors have been warning about those curveballs for years. They say curves contort the elbows and can injure young bodies. New research supported by Little League Baseball, however, suggests that making too many pitches of any kind is more dangerous than just breaking balls. They've instituted pitch counts in protecting players. Whatever the reason, doctors agree they've seen an increase in recent years in arm injuries among young pitchers. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
That's 91X News to 203. Here's Austin Mackay with sports.
The friendly city of Belleville is going to get a little more physical. Discipline MMA has announced that it will run a mixed martial arts fight club at the Yardman. Johnny Boldrick has the details.
The show will be the company's first event held in southern Ontario. It takes place on April 27th, and tickets are already on sale. A portion of the sales will go towards the Afghanistan Repatriation Memorial. Discipline MMA media producer Jay Peacock says the decision to hold a show in Belleville was an obvious one.
It's not just that. The arena is beautiful, the Yardman, the people are so nice and easy to work with, the folks at the Belleville box office, the people who are going to do our tickets, and the support for that city when a company comes in.
UFC veteran Rich Clemente is expected to compete on the card. John Baldrick, 91X News.
In hockey news, goaltenders Ilya Bryzgalov of the Philadelphia Flyers and Yaroslav Halak of the St. Louis Blues, along with left winger Ilya Kovalchuk of the New Jersey Devils, were named the NHL's three stars of the week on Monday. With the Devils' future Hall of Fame goalie, Martin Brodeur hit a brand new milestone yesterday after registering his 650th win of his career. Brodeur took the all-time record over 100 wins ago, passing Patrick Waugh's 551 wins in 2009. Four games in the NHL tonight, including Montreal and Buffalo and San Jose and Edmonton. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X Weather.
Well, it's a beauty of a day out there with increasing cloudiness and a 60% chance of showers late this afternoon. The high is 12. Tonight, we'll see some showers with a low of 7 and the temperature rising to 10 by the morning. Tuesday, showers ending in the morning and clearing out with some heavy winds in the afternoon and a high of 13. Wednesday, it should be pretty sunny with a low of plus 1 and a high of 12. It's 13 degrees at 1. 91X News on the air and online at 91xnews.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Austin Mackay. News is next at 2.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of New Music Mondays, all Monday long on Quitty's New Rock Source, 91X.